This is the audio for Chapter 1, Jesus, a New Covenant. A Course in Miracles was scribed over 50 years ago by Helen Schuckman through my guidance. It is God's covenant with His children that they are loved deeply. Every being has the power to recognize light because they are light, the light given by the Father to His Holy Son. The light of totality, all that is. Many have studied A Course in Miracles over the years. It is time for a new covenant, a new way of seeing, a direct way of seeing what is true, to see beyond the concepts in this world, immediate seeing, acceptance of divinity now. This is beyond the idea of a miracle worker. These terms were helpful at the time. All is given for true helpfulness. Now the mind is open to what is true. This began with the revelation of A Course in Love. Always begin with the ability of light beings to recognize light. This is where true power lies. You are the miracle, love itself. This world is an idea that something has gone wrong, that it is possible for something to be wrong. These new teachings are meant to turn the world upside down, to obliterate the idea that there is a world apart from the Father's will. This is quantum forgiveness, the recognition that all is forgiven now. This is the collapse of time, beyond beliefs and concepts, beyond the idea of silence or no silence. This is the recognition that God moves fully in every being, and that no being hears my voice any better than any other being. It can only appear as though they do. To teach or imply anything other than every being has the ability to hear my voice in fullness now is to deny the Father's will. All that is needed is the willingness to follow. Follow the light within. A new covenant celebrates the power that you have as infinite being to recognize divinity now, peace of mind, joy and light. The kingdom of heaven is at hand means the kingdom of heaven is here, right now. God has no waiting line. No take a number. What is here. Infinite being. Rest in peace now. There is no other. There is only a celebration of the peace that surpasses understanding now. Anything else is an idea arising in the mind that is asleep, an investment in the desire to experience something other than infinite love and peace. This is a book of simple, practical steps given by Jesus to recognize this light as all that is. This is quantum forgiveness, to see what is beyond forgiveness, what is already whole and complete. This is the power and simplicity of what is already here, beyond any power that this world can know. Jesus uses the word we because he's not separate from you. He is the same as you. He is you, the Christ mind. You can never be separate from an other or different. You can only recognize and thus admit that there is only one, the light of truth. You are this. Awakening is merely seeing what is already here, infinite light. There is no greater power than starting with the recognition of the light within. What is untouched by time or space and what does not know death. The understanding that death is an idea arising in the mind of the dreamer. It is time for the Son of God to wake up and see who he is, timeless, infinite being. From this recognition, there is a contrast between the peace of this recognition and all the ideas that arise in the mind that deny this recognition. If you ask, I will directly reveal to you all the hidden desires that block this recognition, all the beliefs and desires that have been miscreated to deny that divine nature is present now. These are all the beliefs and desires that seem to create a world in which you feel separate from the Father. You have the infinite power to see these are untrue. And these denials, when seen as untrue, through the light of truth as forgiveness reveals only what all is always original to you as a holy Son of God, this is the fastest means. The fastest path is accepting the immediate power you have to see that nothing can hide your divine nature unless you invest in a personal will to have an experience of separation from the Father. Then what is always available will seem to be lost. God can never leave you, yet you can pretend to deny that infinite love is always here. And if you deny him, you deny yourself the recognition and full experience of his love, the love that you already are. Helen Schuckman scribed A Course in Miracles and The Song of Prayer. In The Song of Prayer, I talk about the highest rung of the ladder of prayer, to ask for nothing and receive everything. To see that everything is already here, perfect and complete and whole. A Course in Miracles was given as a means to see that only love exists. A new covenant is beyond the Course. The Course has served its function. What is most helpful is simple. Recognizing the light within is all that is needed. And then the admission that anything that is not perfect happiness, the light within, is desired experience. This is only an admission of what is already true, perfect, divine, complete. When I said that completion is your only function, I meant that your function is to see that you are whole and complete now. Not a future doing to see that you are perfect and complete, not a prompt to do something in the future to see that you are perfect and complete. There is only what is always in communion with itself. Consciousness is the desired experience to focus on what is not. It is the investment in the experience that what is already whole and complete can somehow be limited. A new covenant is the reminder that you are already this, beyond seeking, beyond the idea that something is incomplete, beyond the idea that something needs to be fixed. What is always here? You are infinite being. The light of divine nature. A new covenant is a new way of looking given by me. It is simple, direct, seeing the beliefs and desires that deny that infinite being is here now. Spiritual traditions talk about desires because anything other than the desire to know God is the desire to experience something other than God, the desire to experience personal will separate from God. It is impossible to be separate from God. It is possible to dream a dream of being separate from God, a dream of suffering. Holy Son of God, awaken and see who you are. I am in control of the plan for atonement. I am the way, the truth, and the life, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Yet as long as you deny that you are, you will continue to experience the suffering of this world. Please know that this is desired experience. Your power to deny who you are for an experience of limitation, a desire to forget divine nature by pretending not to be it. This is a game of tag that you can never win. A new covenant is beyond the idea of A Course in Miracles, A Course in Love. Listen, follow. A new covenant is to see what is true now. This is the speed up, only what is true now, the light of truth within, the peace that surpasses understanding. Holy Son of God, you want a step-by-step plan to see who you are, yet there are no steps to see who you are. You want to understand who you are, when understanding who you are is the very problem. It seems to create a problem that there is a world that seems to be apart from yourself. While it is all within you, an expression within yourself in which you are dabbling and pretending to try to find yourself without ever finding what is already here. You are beyond all ideas and concepts. You can only pretend not to know who you are, as who you are is self-evident and already available. As soon as there are no desires not to be who you are, the desire to experience dreaming, you will see you have always been who you are. You can only be who you are. Nothing to fix or to change or to forgive. Do not invest in the idea of what you think you are. You cannot be found in thought. Comparing thoughts and trying to find yourself in thought is only a distraction from what is beyond all thought and concept. You are perfect happiness and only this. Everything else is an idea. All experience other than perfect happiness and perfect peace does not exist. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. You do not experience peace consistently because you desire not to experience peace of mind. You do not experience the love of God consistently because you do not desire to experience infinite, unchanging love. You are addicted to experiencing what is arising in yourself, your own miscreations. You doubt you are creating the world and making it an unhappy one, yet the only peace of mind is seeing and admitting that you are creating it. This is the misuse of your divine power to play a game of denying you are whole and complete. It is miscreating to deny that you are already this. There is so much love available for you at the slightest willingness because it is your will to be happy. The same will as the will of the Father, perfect peace, perfect happiness, perfect love. Cease misusing your infinite power to miscreate a world of desolation and fear. Like A Course in Miracles, this is a book about seeing what is true by no longer investing in what is false. This is the immediate power of direct looking at the untrue with the power of the light within, the light of divinity. I am the symbol of the light of divinity within your mind, the Christ light within you, that you have called forth to remind you that you are not in any way limited by anything of this world. You are called to see this light within, and only this light within, and that nothing of this world is apart or separate from you. You are called because you have called yourself out of the world of fear and suffering. It seems to be about another, a brother, Jesus, or Christ outside of yourself. Yet this is only the light within calling you to look within yourself at what is already complete and whole. You are calling forth witnesses in your mind that are reflections of what you believe, and to demonstrate that what you believe is what you experience, and thus to see that you have all the power to create, as well as dispel all ideas about the world.